In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our gathering hymn is 641.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. We give you thanks, we praise you for your glory, Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father. Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer.
Let us pray. O God, our teacher and guide, you draw us to yourself and welcome us as beloved children. Help us to lay aside all envy and selfish ambition, that we may walk in your ways of wisdom and understanding as servants of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. You may be seated.
Is from Jeremiah 11, verses 18 through 20. It was the Lord who made it known to me, and I knew. Then you showed me their evil deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. And I did not know it was against me that they devised schemes, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will no longer be remembered. But you, O Lord of hosts, who judge righteously, who try the heart and the mind, let me see your retribution upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. The word of the Lord. For the psalm, congregation, please read the bold print. Save me, O God, by your name. In your might, defend my cause. For strangers have risen up against me, and the ruthless have sought my life, those who have no regard for God. Render evil to those who spy on me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. For you have rescued me from every trouble, and my eye looks down on my enemies. The second reading comes from James 3:13 through 4:3-7 through 8a. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and the disciples went on and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, the Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again. But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, what were you arguing about on the way? But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it into his arms, he said to them, whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. My sisters and brothers, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you ever feel or have felt like you don't matter or that you have been or are a nuisance, then what Jesus says and does in our gospel lesson from Mark today is for you. We tend to disregard what we don't like. Last Sunday, we heard how Peter, after confessing that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God, that once he heard then what it meant for Jesus to be the Messiah and what he would then have to endure, Peter completely disregarded what Jesus had to say. Peter tried to get in Jesus's way to the cross. So Jesus rebukes Peter, but it doesn't seem like the disciples seem to understand what this all means. Because if we really understand what Jesus would have to go through, I don't believe this conversation of who's going to be the greatest would take place right after Jesus just put Peter in his place. Last week we heard in Mark's gospel Jesus say, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it." And this week, he says the Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again. And they're talking about who's going to be the greatest. They're still not getting this. We hear that the disciples did not understand what Jesus was saying, but Peter Kiel points out that the Greek for did not understand can also mean disregard, could also mean ignore, to be unaware of one's wrongdoing, to sin unintentionally. So there's a big difference in not understanding something because of our limited intelligence on the subject matter, or not understanding something because we simply don't agree with what's being said. How often have you found yourself saying to someone, "I don't understand"? You understand what they said and did, but you don't understand why they said or did what they're doing, right? And that could be what the disciples are saying to themselves. "We don't understand what he's talking about." Again, if you're expecting a Messiah to liberate your people, your nation from political oppression, then to hear the one that you believe is the Messiah to say that he's going to be betrayed and killed, would that make any sense to you? We may often claim that we don't understand something because we don't like it or agree with it. The disciples want to be a great nation. Of what Jesus is saying here threatens what it means to be great, because it doesn't sound all that great. They want Jesus' greatness and not his suffering. We want Jesus' greatness and not his suffering. So it is a continuation of last week. The disciples want to go their own way. Their choice to betray Jesus doesn't happen on the night in which he was betrayed. It's already happening. They are worried about greatness as defined by the world. They have little use for what Jesus is inviting them to. We are concerned in this world oftentimes about climbing up the ladder of what greatness and success looks like by the world standards. But Jesus continues to descend down for us. This is a Lord who stepped down from heaven, took on our flesh, who comes in the form of a slave, who will die on a cross for our sake, and as we profess in the creed Sunday after Sunday, will go even lower. He will descend into the dead or to hell. So there's not any place that this Lord won't descend for me and for you. That's a theological concept, that's a gospel truth that I love to say over and over again. There is no place in this universe that God in Jesus Christ won't go for you. He will continue to lower himself for our sake. Jesus continues to travel downward. He literally goes from greatest to least. Jesus doesn't abandon us, even though we do and would abandon him. This is why if you feel like you don't matter, if you feel like you're some sort of nuisance, what Jesus says and does in the gospel today is for you. You matter if you feel, or if this world actually says, that you don't matter. He welcomes you into his arms and says, "You belong here forever. I will never abandon you or let you go. You belong here forever. I will never abandon you or let you go." So when we follow Jesus on the way, we embody this invitation to serve and welcome all people, even those in our society that are ignored, neglected, or considered nothing but trouble at times. So to say that children were seen and not heard in Jesus' day would be an understatement. They were nuisances. In our culture today, on one hand, children could be idolized. Children are put on pedestals, and our schedules and calendars can be dictated by our children. But on the other hand, you only have to drive around Marion, Ohio, to see signs, yard signs, posted in people's front lawns about an upcoming vote that involves Marion County Children's and Family Services. Since 2014, an average of 1 in 8 children in Marion County receive their care. So there are children in our midst that are ignored, that are neglected, not just by their families, but our society at large. But this gospel text isn't just about children. It's about everybody that the world says is a nuisance, is trouble, or burdens. I also think about the elderly. Because of medical advances, people are able to live longer. But unfortunately, we live in a culture and society that at times can make the elderly feel like an unwanted burden, as opposed to a continual blessing in our lives, to be able to walk with someone all the way through to their natural death, bringing people together, allowing us to serve them after they've served us for so many years, and to say that they matter, that our Lord has claimed them and welcomes them into his loving arms now and forever. I also think about those who are living with handicaps or disabilities. We find ourselves living in a world that doesn't often go out of its way to make it easier for them to fully belong. We can often make accommodations, and I've experienced how those accommodations could also send a subtle message that it's a burden to make these accommodations for you so that you can be fully present with us. So when we follow Jesus, we need to get off the ladder. We need to follow him along the way, because he's going to go down and serve the very populations that our society has deemed to be nuisances. He's going to be with the unwanted. He's going to be with those who are ignored and pushed away. And when we follow the way of Jesus, we will no longer seek to be the greatest, because he calls us to be like him, a servant that welcomes all people in his name. It doesn't matter whether or not you're the greatest or least, the first or the last, because in the new economy of love that Jesus brings to this world, there is no more greatest or least, first or last. We all become children on a level playing field. We all become equal as family members in the kingdom of God, and we're free to love and serve one another because our Lord has freed us to do just that. The debt has been paid in full through the suffering death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So whenever we wonder whether or not we matter, we know that we matter to God because Jesus does not abandon us. Jesus saves us, for we have been welcomed in the name of Jesus, and we are called to welcome the greatest and the least, the first and the last in our midst, in the name and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May it be so. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our hymn of the day is 526. Please rise.
Let us say what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus. Let us pray for the church and the world. For our shepherds, especially Adam, our pastor, Sarah, our dean, Daniel, our bishop, and Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, keep them faithful to your call, Lord, in your mercy. That those who wish to be first in the church may begin from a position of servanthood, setting out to inspire and empower others in the humble following of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. That people of our day may come to see clearly that wars and conflicts begin with their own unruly passions and work instead to sow the fruit of righteousness and cultivate peace. Lord, in your mercy. For those who feel like the last of all, the sick and the poor, the imprisoned and grieving, that we may receive and care for them as if they were Jesus himself given into our hands, especially Chris, Alice, Vernon, Delbert and Susan, the family of Luis Coburn, Candace, Ron, Dwayne, Joanne, Dan, Lola, Chuck, Tammy, Pierpong, Jerry, Don, TJ, and our homebound. Lord, in your mercy. For those impacted by hurricanes and tropical storms, Lord, in your mercy. For the just ones who are being tested under the persecution of those who hate them for their goodness, that they may remain strong and faithful, knowing that God will vindicate them. Lord, in your mercy. For all those in our armed forces and their chaplains, especially Bill and Ethan, Lord, in your mercy. That others may be drawn to this assembly to receive new life in the waters of baptism and be fed and nourished with our Lord's real presence in the bread of heaven and cup of salvation. Lord, in your mercy. For our faithful departed, especially Luis Coburn, that God may free their souls from death and that they may walk in joy before the Lord in the land of the living. Lord, in your mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever." The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another sign of God's peace.
Bye.
Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy God, you alone are holy, you alone are God. The universe declares your praise. Beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath.
We praise you, O God.
Generations bless your faithfulness through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future.
We bless you, O God.
We give you thanks for your dear Son at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us on the way, at the table, and to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering, within this meal, among your people throughout the world. Blessing and praise and thanks to you, Holy God, through Christ Jesus, by your Spirit, in your church, without end.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thine kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The distribution of Holy Communion will be continuously by method of intinction. I'll give you a consecrated host in the center aisle, and there'll be stations on both sides of the congregation with either consecrated wine or consecrated grape juice. You'll take the host and dip it into the chalice of your preference, whether wine or grape juice. For those who are unable to come forward, we'll serve you in your seats first. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here and he offers himself to you. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
Let us pray. O God, our life, our strength, our food, we give you thanks for sustaining us with the body and blood of your Son. By your Holy Spirit, enliven us to be his body in the world, that more and more we will give you praise and serve your earth and its many peoples, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Are there any announcements for the good of the community? Cindy? As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. St. John Lutheran Church, Windfall, is centered in the Word, strengthened in the sacraments, sent in the community to share the love of Jesus. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Our sending hymn is 843.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.